The first story I filed this year was on the EPA's regional haze rule and how pollution from Texas coal plants dirties the skies above the Wichita Mountains of southwest Oklahoma. Volunteer firefighter and avid hiker Bill Cunningham took me to the top of nearby Mount Scott to show me the view and the pollution the rules are supposed to fight.
It's just a haze hanging in the air. It's a kind of a white film that you can see on that southern horizon. And it lingers and persists.
Those EPA regulations were among the last stories we filed this year as well. That's because Oklahoma is fighting federal environmental rules every step of the way. Leading the charge, Attorney General Scott Pruitt and U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe.
Our air is the cleanest it's ever been. And now they're pushing for these regulations. But the thing is, it's not something where you can look at cost-benefit and say, what is the cost of it? What are the benefits? Our air is already clean.
With Inhofe gaining more power over environmental policy and the EPA set to finalize major rules in 2015, like the Clean Power Plan and methane regulations, we expect Oklahoma's fight with the federal government to play a big part in our coverage next year.
But state government policy is at the center of all of our reporting. We filed a lot of stories on wind energy this year, and we expect that will be a big issue in 2015, too. Oklahoma regulators, politicians, and Native American tribes are all wrestling with how to manage property rights in a promising, booming industry. Bob Hamilton, the director of the Nature Conservancy's Tall Grass Prairie Preserve near Pawhuska in Osage County, told us turbines would be bad for Oklahoma wildlife.
It's a real estate issue, you know, location, location, location. So where you put industrial wind development can be a tremendously critical decision, especially if you're talking about at-risk species and ecosystems that are at risk.
The 2015 session is more than a month away, but high-profile lawmakers at the state capitol are already talking about prioritizing legislation related to wind energy.
This is natural.
Mm-hmm. It was like this already.
Water played a major part in state impacts reporting this year. For a four-part series on the state's most environmentally sensitive rivers, we followed them all the way from Arkansas down to the southeasternmost reaches of Oklahoma, where Eddie Brister runs a fly fishing shop.
If we didn't have the health of that stream, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. You know, our people wouldn't be here fishing because there would be no fish, you know, as we know it right now.
That's not going to make
any
rain.
You can tell by this feeling of it. There might be a, they're green, but there's nothing in them.
But we also interviewed Oklahomans struggling with drought. From small towns faced with evaporating water supplies to wheat farmers like Fred Schmidt, who were stricken with one of the worst harvests on record.
What would you call that, high shoe top high? in a normal year, a really good year, it would be thigh high.
Water also plays a surprising role in another big issue state impact covered in 2014, earthquakes, and how millions of gallons of wastewater from oil and gas drilling could be triggering a lot of the shaking. Scientists say there's a link, but the energy industry has been skeptical. Meanwhile, everyday Oklahomans like Esther D. Blaine are calling for more regulations, responsibility, and oversight.
And the earthquakes has been so hard, so tough, it shakes the whole house. It knocks pictures off of the wall. That's how tough they've been.
Stories about water policy, the impact of drought on communities and agriculture, and the growing importance of groundwater are all on the schedule for 2015, as are new regulations for oil and gas companies.
But other issues could take center stage and define our coverage for the coming year, like what the plummeting price of crude means for a state economy so dependent on oil.
And if you know of a story state impact should cover, we want to hear about it.
Contact us online at stateimpact.npr.org/Oklahoma or on Twitter at State Impact. I'm Joe Wirtz.
And I'm Logan Layden.